Yeah, come on.
Okay. Do you feel like you have to be careful and more careful now because you're a public figure?
That's what
you're
I say.
You're easier target.
Let me say that. Let me speak on that.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to say, give like a message to my young niggas, you feel me? Like, niggas like us coming where we come from, we can't afford to fuck up. We can't afford to slip up, make no mistakes, you heard? Because they watch.
You know, I once famously said, rapping is the most dangerous profession. And unfortunately, it proved itself true yet again today, February 19th, 2020. Up-and-coming rapper Pop Smoke died. He was, at this point, I mean, it's pretty early still, right? You're probably thinking, damn, Isaac, why are you doing a show already? Well, I already found some things I want to talk about, so we're going to talk about it today. But yeah, he, like, on the official sort of mainstream media feeds, New York rapper Pop Smoke was shot and killed Wednesday morning during a home invasion at a Hollywood Hills house. And turns out this house is registered to Teddy Mellencamp, who is apparently a star on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Something I'm not familiar with, but strange, right? And it's also strange that it's up near Laurel Canyon, which we know is where a lot of the pivotal 60s music scene stuff happened. A lot of the CIA MK Ultra type experiments went down, maybe. But we're here to talk about rappers today, because I always talk about rappers. And they, and I believe Teddy Mellencamp is the daughter of John Mellencamp, right? But rapping, let's talk about rapping. Now, unless you believe Billie Eilish, who says that they're all liars, that none of these rappers are really into this gang lifestyle that they profess. And is she wrong? I don't know. I mean, 21 Savage, turns out he is from the UK. That's odd. And in show business and entertainment, who knows what's reality, right? But I would beg to argue that a lot of these rappers are, in fact, doing the things they say they are doing. And Pop Smoke, of course, died from violence. Now, I wasn't the biggest fan. We're going to talk about it today. I know I'm kind of being vague here. We're going to talk about some of the symbolism we find in his music, in the videos. Some stuff you're not going to believe about connections with Kobe Bryant. Yes, very weird. And you probably want me to tell you with 100% certainty this was an Illuminati blood sacrifice. That's probably what you want, isn't it? Well, I can't. You know I can't do that. As entertaining as that would be, as sensational as that would be, I can't do that because I myself don't know with 100% certainty that's what happened here. It didn't happen on a ritual sacrifice night. It appears to be a home invasion. But there are some weird instances of predictive programming that we need to talk about. Because this is happening over and over again. Why does it keep happening? Now, Pop Smoke, probably not on the radar of most people, but if you're a hip-hop fan, you know who Pop Smoke is. He reminds me a bit of Shine. Has like this like mad, deep, raspy voice. He had a very popular song in 2019 called Welcome to the Party. Wasn't my favorite song, but hey, a lot of people did like that. He is apparently a Crip. And I read through the lyrics of every song he had. He had two albums, really. And the most recent album just released, by the way. Strange timing, don't you think? And almost every song is about violence, drugs, sex. Which most people who aren't familiar with hip-hop would argue that is the problem with hip-hop music. Everyone's got an opinion, right? So the idea here is that he is effectively drawing negative energy and projecting negative energy by talking about these things, which I would argue, you know, you have to, to buy into some of this stuff, you have to buy into the idea that there is a realm of the unseen, which I believe in. And if you are a religious person, if you are a Christian, you should also believe in a sort of unseen reality. Even if, hell, even if you're a scientist, even if you're an atheist, you should believe in it, because on this scale of electromagnetic frequencies, we only experience a very tiny amount of the visible light spectrum. A very small sliver. There's all kinds of stuff going on either side, and people claim that they can make contact with all kinds of other life forms on the other sides of these dimensions through Apollonian, Dionysian rituals. Going into a hypnagogic state, liminalism, all kinds of crazy stuff is a way of getting in touch with these other dimensions. So the argument here is that there is some predictive programming being projected into the universe and negative energies. And this is very similar to like law of attraction kind of stuff. It's very similar to the ideas of karma, like a karmic balance sort of thing. And if you look at all of his lyrics, you can see there's lots of violence, of course. Now, if you want to get rational about it, if you want to stay on the rational side of things, Nicki Minaj had tweeted about how there was some buggery afoot, if you will. He had a beef with New York rapper Casanova. Pop Smoke called him Trashanova. Apparently, they squashed that beef in January 2020. But Nicki Minaj said, "The Bible tells us that jealousy is as cruel as the grave." Unbelievable. Rest in peace, Pop. Because she was on the, I believe, the remix to Welcome to the Party. Anyhow. And, you know, I just did a show talking about Nicki Minaj and all her alter egos and all the weird stuff she's into. Total weirdo. But Pop Smoke doesn't have a lot of interviews out there. In fact, I was surprised. I didn't see a No Jumper interview with him. But Angie Martinez interviewed him, and I watched that, and there were some interesting, ominous sort of statements being made.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Do you feel like you have to be careful and more careful now because you're a public figure?
That's what
you're
I say.
Easier target.
Let me say that. Let me speak on that.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to say, give like a message to my young niggas, you feel me? Like, niggas like us coming where we come from, we can't afford to fuck up. Mm. We can't afford to slip up, make no mistakes, you heard? Because they watching and they want us to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We got all odds against us. You know what I'm saying? And fake niggas be winning sometimes. So, you know what I'm saying? If you wanna succeed, you can't fuck up. You got no space for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We can't afford it. That's why I tell them, like, you know what I'm saying?
And especially when you got something to lose, when you got a little fame and you got some,
of course,
and the money starting to come, there's just a lot more eyeballs and a lot more at stake.
Exactly.
Yeah. So my hope for you is that you...
Be good, though.
Okay.
Now let's look at the lyrics here. I mean, when Angie and Pop Smoke are talking there, it depends how paranoid you want to get with it as to what they're talking about. But whose eyes exactly are watching these people? Are they the Illuminati handlers? Are they the elites? I would argue yes. Yes, indeed. Look at his lyrics. There's a song called Mannequin. He says, "I spent 50 on my left wrist, another 100 on the chain. Try to reach and we taken shots close range." Very violent, right? Song called PTSD. N-words always talking hot and running their mouth. Until I kick down they door and run in they house. Have they mother on the floor with the gun in her mouth. Like, what's that shit up on the net your son was talking about? And here, he's talking about a home invasion. Could just be a coincidence. It's not like he's the first rapper to speak of such things. A song he did called Sweetheart. He says, "I'm heaven sent, devil in me. Devil in me." Repeats it twice. So there is the first sort of idea of, you know, an occult dark influence on him, right? Now, there's another curious thing we need to talk about. At the there's a video for a song he has called Dior. And at the end of the video, if you watch it, I'd advise you to watch it. things are like kind of doing, they're kind of going as normal. But then at the end, you hear shots going off, implying that Pop Smoke and crew are being shot. Now, when we talk about all this sort of gangbanging stuff, talk about making money off of it, you go back to my, I wrote a book on hip-hop conspiracies called Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. If you haven't read it, you can get it on Amazon or Audible. I'll put some links in the show notes. You can get it on Audible for free, too, if you hit the link. Just do it. You know you want it. And I talked about this a few, this is a few years old now, but it's the same concept that applies. It's, I refer to it as the low vibrational revenue. It's a formula used to make money off these people, right? Using the rappers and the negative dark imagery. We've seen this with Tupac Shakur. Old Tupac Shaker, the album Me Against the World went to number one while he was sitting in prison. The first artist to claim such a feat. And if I'm not mistaken, Tupac's mother was in prison when she was pregnant with him as well. Because, of course, Tupac came from a family of Black Panthers, which is most likely why we don't know who killed him. Then we also had Jay-Z in the 90s. He was accused of stabbing a guy. And on the video footage, he's wearing a bubble coat, puffy coat, you know? This is the 90s. And the coats were flying off the racks. Made tons of money selling coats. If you read in the book, I'm going to read you a little quote here. The low vibrational revenue formula requires the use of negative images and negative messages of fear, hatred, anger, violence, etc. These messages are implanted into the music, and the listener takes them in on the subconscious level and stores them permanently. The messages will later bubble up to the surface and come through the listener's behavior, cause them to act in a certain manner. This is where the magic happens. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about causing changes in conformity with the will. When we talk about magic, we talk about hermetic axioms, as above, so below. We talk about these concepts of creating reality, which I would argue is the hallmark of the age we live in right now. Everyone can create their own reality, believe their own fantasies. I mean, you see it with our politics, right? You got these politicians, someone's lying, but they keep, you know, pointing the finger and reiterating their version of events, trying to make it sink in like that's reality. Now, the problem here, I'd argue, is that, you know, because you would probably think, well, you know, art reflects reality kind of thing. These rappers are talking about a lifestyle that they live. And I'm not saying that they're not. And I'm not saying that's not warranted. But what I am saying is there's some dark energy involved here. Some dark forces on the subconscious level. And we're going to get real deep on this real quick. But don't, I'm not going to lose you here. I want you to hang in there, because we're going to pop right back out just as quick. What's the dark energy? Well, if you look at the works of Gnostic Carl Jung, Gnosticism, of course, comes up a little bit later as well. Carl Jung says the shadow resides as the repository of the darkest desires and the source of human creativity, which, if you recall, if you listen to my Kobe Bryant shows, highly acclaimed, go listen to them. There's like three different episodes of it. One, I discuss Kobe Bryant's books that he wrote that were teaching occult doctrine to the kids. Kobe's for the children. But he's talking about the shadow in one of the books. The girl gets the forces from Lucifer. And as a result, this dark shadow is damn near killing the other kids. Because, as Carl Jung says, it is where the darkest desires reside. It is the Mauve Zone, the abyss, the Day-Oth, the dark side of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, the reptilian brain. This is all the same kind of concept, right? And the reptilian brain, of course, where all this, where the human creativity resides of the darkest desires, this could be why the rappers are always appealing to the most primitive, not always, I don't want to say always, that's why they oftentimes appeal to the most primitive animalistic desires. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right? Aleister Crowley taught us that. And that's what the rappers do. They talk about drugs. If you look through the lyrics of Pop Smoke, you see him nonstop talking about fashion labels and drugs, doing the Percocets and the gang lifestyle. I mean, that's all he really talks about for two albums. Now, why would this matter? Well, you'll find in the world, in the realm of the occult, that a lot of these people believe that they could create by making contact with the dark side, the dark forces. And there's different reasons for that we're not going to get into right now. I'm going to talk about that in my alien book, in process, due out before the end of 2020. And I think I said that last year at the end of 2019. But anyway, this can also be a feeding mechanism for Moloch. That's right. The ancient rite of blood sacrifice to the gods, to the pagan gods, and these elites on Earth enjoy the spoils of being rich so long as they provide the sacrifice demanded to the dark forces that they serve. This is what Bohemian Grove is all about, the cremation of care ceremony. They are sacrificing a child in effigy to the bloodthirsty pagan gods. Now, are they doing it for real? I don't know. I've never been there. I lost my invitation. But that's the idea. And there's a reason they picked the kids, believe you me. These nut jobs, they believe the blood is... The reason why these gods want the blood is because it's energy from the sun, and these wackos think they're releasing the soul from the imprisonment of this world and the prison of the human flesh, which ties us into Gnostic themes, which ties us back to Carl Jung, who's talking about this shadow source of creativity. All right? Because they think that the world is just one big prison established by an evil creator. And the only one that can truly liberate mankind is, of course, Lucifer, the serpent. Now, Peter Lavenda, he wrote a book with Tom DeLonge called Secret Machines. And he talks about the blood sacrifice historically. I also talk about it in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. And the ideas here are that the more special that the soul is, the more likely that person is being chosen as an appropriate offering to the gods. You have to give your best to the gods. Peter Lavenda says this, quote, qualities of the individual, heroism, strength, intelligence, power, royalty, etc., were believed to be inherent in the blood. The blood was the carrier of these qualities, and it was these qualities that the gods desired in sacrifice. And Peter Lavenda and myself in my book there, we're talking about the same thing. This is, human sacrifice has been going on for as long as recorded history. And we're led to believe that we just stopped doing it, and the people that were into all this wild stuff have refined themselves and would no longer do it. I would argue that's not the case. So could it be that a talented rapper who had a lot going for him was offered up? Could be, if you believe in these concepts of how they chose the human sacrifices. It's the same theory as to why they would do a child sacrifice at the Bohemian Grove. There's a different quality to the blood and innocence. I know this is very dark and creepy stuff. Now, if you want to look for symbolism in the videos, I didn't see a ton. There's a video called Christopher Walking. He does some hand signs, like the 666 hand, but I'd argue that this is more along the lines of gang hand signs, right? I don't know for sure. I'm not in a gang, but I'm going to say that's what that is. However, if you go to the end of the video, well, maybe the middle end of the video, and I'm going to have this video on my Instagram and Twitter. Hit the links in the show notes, folks. Like and subscribe. Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Twitter at Illuminati Eyes. And I'm on Facebook too, under those things, under Isaac Weishaupt or Illuminati Watcher. I know, I'm all over the place with that stuff. Website's IlluminatiWatcher.com. Anyhow, in Christopher Walking, towards the end of the video, for no reason whatsoever, there's a helicopter crashing. Which is very strange, right? Now, what's stranger yet is that Pop Smoke is from New York, yet he died in Los Angeles. Again, where Kobe Bryant died. And what's even weirder yet, This video for Christopher Walking was released January 16th, 2020, 10 days before Kobe Bryant's death. So, it seems that he joined a couple other rappers who had videos of the similar thing. Like, Chief Keef had the video for Kobe with a helicopter flying overhead. Kobe and Kanye, of course, in a commercial where you can see what appears to be a crashed helicopter. There was a lot of weird predictive programming going on. Were they projecting this into the universe? Kobe Bryant was saying how he wanted to die young. Kobe and his wife would not fly on that helicopter together. It's like they knew that was how it was going to go down, almost. It's very odd. Now, another weirdity we need to talk about. Weirdity. An oddity. Angie Martinez interview. We hear him, Pop Smoke, talking about a movie he was going to be in.
I mean, what do you have? I know you're going to tour.
I got a movie coming out.
You do?
Yeah, it's called Boogie Wit.
Is it shot already?
Yeah, with Eddie Hung. It's about to come out sometime. Me and my boy. I got my boy in it, too.
What do you do? What is your role?
It got me playing like some basketball player.
Okay.
Do
you have lines? Are you speaking?
Yeah, I got some lines.
Are you good?
I'm nice.
Let me see something.
Wait.
Now, this video, this movie is called Boogie, directed by Vice's Eddie Huang. And Pop Smoke plays a basketball player. Also, Dave East, the rapper, is in this movie. And Mike Mo, who was the guy who played Bruce Lee in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is a movie I just watched and I thought it was actually pretty fantastic. Even though the Manson thing kind of was not what I expected, I still appreciated it. Now, Pop Smoke said he wanted to be an actor. He was going to put on a whole bunch of Brooklyn rappers. And what was curious to me was a statement he made about how much money he was going to make.
Doing all that.
So what do you see for yourself? What is the aspiration 5 years from now? What's Pop Smoke look like?
5 years from now?
Yeah, give it to me. Break it down.
Sitting on the throne.
Sitting on the throne.
And I'm going to be situated. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to stop until I got $823 million, though.
That's the number?
Yeah.
Why that number?
Yeah. Just $823 million. I need $823.
Okay.
That's when I'm going to stop. All the millions and everything is cool, but I need 823. I gotta get to a billion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can't just be cool. I ain't trying to just be cool.
He said he wanted to make exactly $823 million. Why? She even asks him why, and he plays coy about it. He clams up very strangely about it. Why that number? I would argue, and hear me out, this was a reference to Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, who were, of course, both, two of the greatest basketball players of all time. Kobe Bryant's first jersey number was 8. Michael Jordan, of course, 23. And then Kobe chose 24 as his other jersey number because he believed himself to be one greater than Michael Jordan. So you've got this weird play on numerology. Gematria. Hebrew gematria equivalents. So he says, I want $823 million. I believe that's a reference to Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and basketball. In fact, Pop Smoke confirms he plays basketball. He said he's very nice on the court. So there you have it. In conclusion, what do we have here with the tragic passing of another talented rapper? We've got another example of the low vibrational frequency revenue formula. I'd argue this could be a result of one artist getting in touch with the creativeness of the shadow side, of the mauve zone, the dark side, the realm of creativity. Kobe Bryant knew about this. He talked about it in his kids' books. Go listen to my episode for that. I'll try to put links to all this stuff in the show notes. And check out my Instagram for the video or my Twitter. I'm going to have a video of that little helicopter scene from the Pop Smoke video. You won't believe it. It's pretty crazy. It's getting nuts, right? What is happening in our world here? Is everything bleeding in? Is entertainment bleeding into reality, I'd argue? Yes. But again, proving rapping is the most dangerous profession of all time. So there you have it. That's my analysis of Pop Smoke. Until more comes out, which I'm sure it will, stay subscribed to the show for more on it. Hit me on all the socials. Watch the video I'm talking about with the chopper. And until next time, stay woke.